Today's show is brought to you in part by television streaming services, who remind you, clearly we don't have it completely dialed in yet, but we got your credit card info, so all good here.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on the abs, Minky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Good morning, friends.
I got a question for you.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Oh my God, I totally want to be a millionaire.
Well, today's your lucky day.
Today is National Be a Millionaire Day.
I'm gonna need $1 million.
$1 million?
$1 million.
$1 million.
May 20th is National Be a Millionaire Day.
Show me the money.
Showtime.
Yeah, really. So what does that mean? Does that mean that everyone on today's show gets $1 million?
I don't think it means that.
And you get $1 million, and you get $1 million, and I get $1 million. We all get $1 million.
Where are we going to get that?
Well, I mean, okay, step one, we take the underpants. Step two. Step three, we become millionaires.
What happened to step two?
Huh?
We don't know.
What are you talking about? Step one.
We take the underpants.
Yeah. Step two. Step three. We become millionaires. All right?
I got it. I'm going through that process right now.
All right. Once you figure out what step two is,
we'll
let me
know.
Yeah. Hi there, it's The Mike Show. So darned happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com, also on the Alexa.
Hello! There she is.
Yeah, so you have to enable the skill. If you want to listen to us on your Alexa device, you just say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and... She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast. Now, that's for the live show, by the way. The live show that we do between 8-ish and 11-ish weekday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
We then take all those show segments and we repack it into a full-length podcast. Mm. For those that don't know, for those that are just joining us, that's why I do this at the top of the show, every show. So we repack the live show minus the music that we play on Radio 434. And then we put it into a full-length podcast. Mm. You can listen to that any time you want.
Mm.
Anything. You just say, and if you want to listen to it on Alexa, you say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. Yeah. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Even go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and you will find the link to the podcast, and you can even watch our goofy mugs on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA.
That's what you're into.
Yeah, if that's what you're into. If that's your thing, if that's your kink...
Then get therapy.
Yep. I don't know if that's going to help.
All right.
Not for this particular... Why would you want to cure that? If your kink is watching us on Facebook, why would you want to cure that?
Well, you might want to do something worthwhile instead.
I think that there's nothing more worthwhile.
Oh, all right, okay.
Than watching our goofy asses.
All right.
So, hi there. Bill,
yeah.
Joining us in the studio. So you went golfing yesterday.
I did go golfing
yesterday. Golf, as terrible. They say in Scotland. Without the L. Golf.
God, it's golf.
No,
I was terrible.
Why?
I don't know.
What was wrong?
I couldn't make any putts. I drove the ball well.
Yeah.
I had some good shots.
Yeah.
But I was just terrible around the greens. It just happens. It's golf. That's why.
Golf.
Yeah. You know what they say, that you know, the two things that keep you playing golf are the good days and the bad days. Because when you have a bad day, you think, well, I got to play again because I'm better than that.
Yeah.
And you have a good day, you go, well, I got to play again because now I'm good. Well, you never are.
Yeah.
You never are.
Well, I that's one game that I really have not mastered. It's one game that I don't think I'm even good enough to just go on the regular. Like, if you were to invite me golfing, okay?
Yeah.
Number one, I do not have clubs, okay?
Well, that's clearly an issue.
First off, I don't have clubs. Secondly, I don't know what they all do. Okay. Now, this is something that you could give me a tutorial.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could help you out a little bit.
Yeah,
but
a little bit.
Yeah.
But you don't want to teach me the game of golf.
No.
You want to go out and you want to enjoy your game.
And here's the thing that people need to remember. Nobody ever really masters it. It masters you. And you can get better at it, certainly.
Yeah.
But it's very up and down. It's like, you know, I'd never
what,
be...
What about Rory?
Yeah, Rory's way up and down. I mean, he was down at the PGA. But the only one who's not up and down much is Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a machine.
What about Arnie Palmer?
Well, he's deceased. So. But you can still get his combination lemonade and iced tea.
Oh, you could, couldn't you?
Is an Arnold Palmer.
I think you can still purchase a Cadillac at his dealership in Latrobe.
In Latrobe?
Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
How about that?
I think it's still Arnold Palmer Cadillac.
Well, it should be.
On Route 30. Not that this is a commercial for Arnold Palmer.
No, because they don't sponsor us.
No.
It's on Route 30?
Yeah, Route 30.
How about that? I might have been by it.
So, all the land, if you're on Route 30 in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, and where all the lights are, and there's like multiple lanes, it's like 6-7 lanes.
Yeah, isn't that where like all the highways come together and you have to go through to get anywhere?
That's Breezewood.
That's Breezewood.
That's Breezewood.
Yeah, it is Breezewood. That's not Greensburg.
But that's also on Route 30.
Yeah.
But Greensburg is just outside of Pittsburgh.
That's right.
And it's a community unto itself. Well, right there where all those shopping centers are, everybody is going, what the hell are you talking about Greensburg, Pennsylvania for? Well, I'm getting to it.
Usually is a point.
Yeah. All those shopping centers and car dealerships and all the stuff and the mall and everything that's built up on all that land.
I remember it being pretty hilly.
Yeah. Well, that land used to belong to my ex-girlfriend's family. Yeah. Way back when. I'm talking like 1990s ex-girlfriend.
Wow.
And her family literally owned all that land.
I bet they're very wealthy.
Which is now shopping centers and
dealerships.
Yeah,
and
car
lights.
Dealerships and everything. And
yeah, it's that place is a
zoo. Mall.
That place is a zoo.
For enough land for a right proper mall outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the check that somebody handed you to build a mall on your property?
It would be a big one.
It would be a big check, wouldn't it?
Okay. I would think so.
Wonder where she is now.
Anyway.
Oh, hi there. It is
probably somewhere in the Caribbean.
No.
What do you mean?
No. She was second generation, third generation removed from that land transaction.
Oh, okay. So she
not quite, you know, selling Manhattan for baubles and beads.
Yeah. $24
worth of
trinkets.
But probably quite the sizable amount. Anyway, why are we talking about this?
Because we babble.
No, we do.
That's what we do.
I have no clue why we're talking about this.
No, we don't need one.
However, but it is National Millionaire Day today.
Be a millionaire.
Yeah, be a millionaire.
National be a millionaire.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah.
First, step one, we take the underpants. Step two. Step three.
Be a millionaire.
Be a millionaire. Go back in time and acquire a whole bunch of land where there are malls now.
That's what we should do.
We could do that. We could totally do that.
Yeah.
1.21 gigawatts. Okay. If your kid is graduating this month, with one of these degrees, pat them on the back and tell them it's important work.
Okay.
Then Step one.
Yeah. Then go find a closet and cry.
Step one, take the underpants. Step two.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Step three. Become a millionaire.
Yeah.
No, then tell them to start pinching pennies. All right, we're going to talk about these. This is Fortune.com posted the top 10 college degrees that earn the least amount of money straight out of Compton. I mean, straight out of school.
Yeah.
And then our top list, top honest pieces of advice for college graduates in 2025.
Oh, I love this.
Yep, we got that. We got you covered, college graduates.
No, this will be super helpful.
Yep. Also, Megan is going to be joining us from Cher Greater Lynchburg. Megan is going to be talking about the foundation. They're hosting a golf tournament.
Yeah, it's a Dennis Carter Scholarship Golf Tournament. We won't pregame because we'll let Megan talk about it, but it's going to be really cool.
Cool. We're looking forward to that. Oh, God. I had a little burp
you got
in there.
Heartburn?
No, I had a coffee burp.
And did now, you get any on you?
And now, well, I don't think so.
That's a nice shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
That's a very classy look you got going today.
Thank you very much.
With the polo.
I actually did laundry. I did laundry. I did not shower today, but I did laundry. Yeah, so
I thought I.
No, I'm.
No, I. See, noticed, I'm, I noticed a certain pungency in the room.
Dude, I am one of those genetically predisposed individuals that do not have smelly armpits ever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how long I've gone without a shower. It doesn't matter how long I've gone without putting deodorant on.
I've been told recently,
armpits do not stink.
I've been told recently that I'm in that same category.
I bet you are.
No, I'll get done playing golf.
Yeah.
And a certain nameless person will say to me, "You don't stink."
See, I remember.
I'm not a big sweater.
Yeah, I remember clearly. I like a big sweater.
Well, no, you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I remember when we were in New York and we stayed together in the same room,
not in the same bed.
No, but we had bunk beds.
We had bunk beds.
Yeah, and
New York.
And you, after a long train ride, and some drinks. And dinner and gallivanting around town.
We did gallivant.
No showers were to be had, and no smells emanated.
No,
that room.
We're the least stinky guys we know.
Probably.
I think so.
I think we're genetically predisposed to not smelling.
Yeah, well, we don't sweat a lot.
I sweat for fat
guys.
I sweat a little bit for a mediumly rotund. Gentlemen. Anyway.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, no, it isn't.
Yeah, right.
This is the least interesting show that you'll listen to.
I know this show sucks today.
No, I don't think it sucks. But it's probably the least interesting. It's definitely the most random. Okay.
Yeah, it's a rando thing today.
But we will keep coming back to the same technique for becoming a millionaire. Okay?
Step one.
Step one, we take the underpants.
Step two.
Step three,
we become a millionaire.
Make all the money.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up on today's program, I told you everything except for five random facts. Stupid criminals.
News.
Yeah, we've got the good news as well. We have your not headline news. We got news, okay, people. That's what we're going to talk
about.
Have
we got news for you?
We do. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or TheHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
It's one of the most coveted graduation gifts ever, naming a star after your graduate. And now, the National Star Registry is pleased to announce a new, even harder-to-believe premise. Name a cloud after your graduate. Give them the joy of staring at the sky and wondering,
is that my cloud? Or is it the one that just blew away?
Rest assured, your graduate's cloud will always be up, except on sunny days when we have no idea where it is. The all-new Name a Cloud, the perfect gift that says, I don't have a clue what to get you. And coming soon from the Star and Cloud Registry, name a UFO after your graduate.
Please leave home.
The Mike Show. Hi. All right. So yeah, it's that time of the year again. It's
what time is that, Mike?
Graduation time.
So it is.
Okay. So here is how it goes down. All right, graduates. We have a foolproof plan for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Step one.
Yeah.
Take the underpants.
Right.
Step two. Step three. Become a millionaire.
Yeah.
All right. Since it is a national Be a Millionaire Day or Become a Millionaire Day or
something like
something
that.
About millionaires. Anyway, so if your kid's graduating this month with one of these degrees, and I said this before, pat them on the back, tell them it's important work, but then tell them to start pinching pennies.
Right.
Fortune.com posted a list of the 10 college degrees that earn the least amount of money straight out of school. That's the caveat
here. I bet I can predict a few.
Because you might have this degree, and you may have been lucky. I don't know. But and you may be a genius.
Let's dig in.
We will. We'll dig in.
Yeah.
The median income for all of the jobs listed is between $40,000 and $42,000 a year. All right?
It's a pretty tight window.
Yeah, very tight. Let's do it from the bottom up because that's the way I like to do it.
Yeah.
Theology and religion is number 10 on the list.
Well, unless you start a mega church.
Unless you start a mega church and then
you become a millionaire.
Step one, you take the underpants. Step two, you watch. Step three. Sorry. Anyway.
Never you mind. All right. So what else you got?
Number nine, social services.
Yeah.
Number three, miscellaneous biological sciences. Okay. We're talking jobs like lab tech or research assistant.
Wait a minute. Lab techs make decent money. They make more than $42,000.
Okay. I didn't make this list. This is according to the...
Not yelling at you. I'm just saying. The list is suspect.
This is according to the New York Post.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. General education. Mm. Or education in general.
Yeah, that's only if you're going to play in the NBA.
Correct. Number seven on the list. Family and consumer sciences. Number six on the list.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't know either.
Right.
Early childhood education.
Yeah.
Number five.
That's
sorry.
That's sad because that's
it
important.
It really is. Oh, my God.
That's a special job. And those
should be making.
Sorry, they don't
That
make.
Should be a six-figure job.
Yes.
It should be. Yeah. You are cultivating the minds of my child.
Yeah.
And that really should be
and you
a
make
specialty.
One 1/1000th of a utility infielder salary.
Should be a six-figure
anyway,
job.
Yeah.
Okay. Anthropology is number four on the list.
Okay.
Performing arts is number three. And we love the performing arts.
Well,
and there are many folks in the performing arts that are making bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the issue with performing arts is that it's such a small percentage of people that really make it.
Yeah. But keep trying, guys.
Yeah, really.
General social sciences. Jobs like youth counselor or teacher's aide. And then number one, a foreign language, like majoring in French. It is the lowest,
really?
According to this list, at $40,000.
Can't you go work at the CIA or somewhere?
I mean, I guess that happens, or you could be a translator.
Or you can teach.
You could be a translator for a company that does things internationally.
True.
I've met a couple people like that. But anyway, we digress.
Good list, though. Interesting.
Yeah, the last seven on the list all tied at $42,000 a year. They also did a list of the lowest paying mid-career degrees. I don't know what that means. They have the definition for me, meaning you've been at it for a while and you're still underpaid.
Right.
Early childhood education, again, ranks last at $49,000. You've been at it. You're like mid-career, and that's what you're making. Followed by elementary education at $53,000. Been at it for a while.
Right.
Again, education, man, that's frightening. It's sad.
Undervalued badly.
Very. They noted that new graduates with degrees in STEM tend to make more. Science, technology, engineering, and math.
Right.
In a related study, a separate study found girls are now much more likely than boys to have college aspirations. 53% of girls in high school say they'll probably go, compared to 39% of high school boys. So that brings us to our top list. you okay down there?
Yeah, I got cat hair on me.
Cat hair?
Yeah.
Okay. brings us to our top list.
Yeah.
It's graduation time to prepare this year's graduates for the real world. We proudly present today's list. Our top list today, top honest pieces of advice for college graduates in 2025.
Great.
Okay. Here we go. Number one.
Yeah.
Should I rim shot it and just ding it?
I like the rim shots, but that's just me.
The world doesn't owe you anything, but thanks to your student loans, you owe $175,000.
Yeah.
Top honest pieces of... Let's do that again.
Yeah.
You think? Let's rewind for
a minute. Yep.
Top honest pieces of advice for college graduates in 2025. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Be very afraid. Companies don't need any more reasons to replace you with AI. If you ever stumble, pick yourself up, dust yourself off. These are pieces of advice for college graduates.
Really good stuff.
Unless you have an MS-13 tattoo, maybe leave some dust covering that.
Yeah.
If you're thinking of taking a year off to find yourself, let me save you the time and effort. You will find yourself in your parents' basement. Top honest pieces of advice for college graduates in 2025. When one door closes, another door opens. Unfortunately, both doors are to the kitchen at Chili's, which is the only place hiring right now. Is Chili's even open?
Apparently a few of them are.
Top honest pieces of advice for college graduates. For guaranteed riches, remember to have the three P's. Positive, productive, and pregnant. By Elon Musk.
Nice.
And top
That might
honest.
Be step two of how to become a millionaire.
There you
the
go.
Hidden step two.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
Top honest pieces of advice for college graduates in 2025. Remember, when money gets tight, there's always OnlyFans. So the Mike Show. So what is today? Today's Tuesday. Coming up, we've got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. Megan's going to be joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg.
Allegedly.
And the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by...
Somebody.
Did we do the airport or did we do...
We did CMA.
We did CMA.
Yeah.
Or we're out of order then. We'll do the airport.
You're out of order.
This whole damn place is out of order. Yeah. You can't handle the truth. Wait, that's a different movie.
That's all different. And a different actor.
Totally, totally different movie.
It's fine. But you are out of order.
Yeah, I am out of order. I need reset.
What about Jersey Mike's?
Well, we'll do the airport because then Jersey Mike's is next.
Yeah, I got you.
And then we'll be back on track. All right, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory.
That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Netflix has signed a streaming deal with Sesame Street. But to satisfy the typical Netflix audience, a different Muppet will go mysteriously missing each week. The U.S. has lost its last perfect credit rating. So now the Treasury Department is applying for a prepaid Capital One card. What's in your wallet, America? And surgeons conducted the world's first bladder transplant. Not only was it a success, the patient is ready to participate in Diddy's next freak-off. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. Very happy you could join us on this beautiful, beautiful day. Absolutely gorgeous. It feels nice outside, too. Taking a look at tower cam position number, I think that's 2, up Rivermont. Up Main Street and up towards Rivermont. All right. So, let me pull up this story. A couple different things in here. Oh, yeah. This is interesting. Okay. So, have you ever had a crazy ex that might be a crazy stalker? An expert on spyware shared a list of 5 signs that somebody is spying on you through your phone. Modern spyware hides in the background, so it's not always obvious. And by the way, I mean, literally, this device, okay, your phone, even your computers, your tablets, all your devices that are connected to the internet, they're actually listening. Have you ever, and it's not like there's an actual human being on the other side. It's AI, it's computers, it's stuff. They're listening for keywords. And have you ever noticed that when you're talking about something, sometimes you can even be thinking about something? Yeah. And then all of a sudden you will start getting ads in all your social media, and the pop-up ads and the banner ads and things, they all change to that thing. If you mentioned it, it's very well because something is listening to the microphone on your device. So stuff is going out there all the time. But here, let's talk about modern spyware, specifically people that are being nefarious, people that are spying on you through your device. Modern spyware, modern spyware hides in the background. It's not always obvious. Here are 5 signs your significant other or someone else might be spying on you. All right, let's do it from the bottom up. This is the way I like to do it. Your screen randomly turns on, like it lights up when it's sitting on the table and you're not touching it. Could be the sign that somebody's tracking your location or even listening in. Strange texts or notifications. The expert says to watch for text messages containing random characters or codes. Some of the cheaper spyware apps control your phone with SMS commands. Then the texts quickly disappear. Increased data usage. Check it out in your settings and see if you're using more data than you expect. A lot of people with spyware on their phone only find out when they get a data limit warning from their cell phone company. Your phone heats up. If it's running GPS or other apps in the background, it can really tax your phone's processor. some heat is normal, especially in the summer, but it's a red flag if it stays hot, even when you're not using your phone. And then finally, your battery drains really, really fast. Could be the sign that they're tracking your location using the GPS, or your phone just might be old. But yeah, so those are five signs that you should watch out for. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. The Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, the time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, or do we? I said, or do we? But whatever the case, if you say any of these five random facts back, may need a lawyer. No, I'm just kidding. Somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
We'll be held against you in a court of law. Here we go. Number one, the seaside village of Carmel, California, bans wearing high heels more than 2 inches in height without a permit. This was added to the municipal code in 1963 to defend the city from lawsuits where people in high heels trip over uneven pavement. Permits are available free of charge. I'm sure they've got a waiver in there. Number two, the most watched episode of a TV series in the 2010s was the premiere episode of Undercover Boss on CBS. In February 2010, it had 38.7 million viewers. Super Bowls don't count because they aren't TV series, but the reason this episode got so many viewers is because it aired right after Super Bowl 44. Okay. Number three, when Kurt Cobain and Chris Novoselic, is that how you pronounce his name? Novoselic?
Chris Novoselic.
Novoselic. Okay, try it again.
Chris Novoselic.
Chris Novoselic. When they got together, started playing music, it wasn't as Nirvana. They actually joined up together to do a Creedence Clearwater Revival cover band called The Sellouts. Number four, if 1.2 million mosquitoes, I said million mosquitoes, 1.2 million mosquitoes bit you at the same time, they would drain all of your blood. And number five, the T-shirt was invented in 1904 and marketed towards bachelors who didn't know how to sew and replace buttons. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the, what is today? The
Chris Novoselic.
Yeah. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. That brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Really, really well. I just realized how big that couch is without guests.
I know. I feel very lonely over here.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. We have plenty of things to talk about and plenty of things that the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation and Share Greater Lynchburg are doing. And Megan, thank you so much for taking time today to join us. You look very, very sunny and bright.
Well,
and
thank you. I'm so excited about springtime. And we have the Miriam's House Luncheon today, which always fills the room at University of Lynchburg and supports and the good work of Miriam's House. So I'm excited for that today.
Well, very, very nice. You have another event that's coming up. Actually, it was an event that was postponed due to weather, now rescheduled. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I wanted to focus today on the golf tournament that's coming up. It's going to be now on June 5th. It's the Dennis Carter Student Athlete Scholarship Golf Tournament. Dennis Carter was a longtime sports anchor here, beloved in this community, and really wants to give back to student athletes in the community. And so he and his wife Regina have launched a golf tournament along with a lot of friends and businesses to help set up a new scholarship fund. And as you know, I mentioned before, it's pretty simple to set up a scholarship fund at the community foundation, and we have hundreds of those in our system that are invested, and out of that pours a percentage of that every year, every springtime, and goes to not just Lynchburg City, but all the surrounding counties. The scholarships can be designated in different ways, and so we've been on scholarship tour recently in the last week or so. So it's been awesome.
Well, this is really, really cool. And again, this is taking place on the 14th?
It was the 14th. It's going to be it's going to be June 5th.
Right. That's right.
Thank you. Thankfully, London Downs was able to have a hole in their schedule. It was really surprising that we were able to slide in. But Thursday, June 5th, and it's going to kick off with a luncheon at noon, and they'll start golfing at 1:30 and then take it all the way till the evening time. So we're hoping for great weather. There was just torrential downpours and poor course conditions last week.
Yeah, they actually closed the course for a few days.
We were just unable to be there, but I'm grateful that they're able to host us, and we have a great lineup of golfers, but we have a few slots left. So we just want to make sure people know that there's opportunity to plan a foursome. It's $100 a person, or you can register as a single golfer.
And if you go to lynchburgfoundation.org/golf, which works now.
Great.
And we will link that up on the broadcast. If you're listening, head on over to our Facebook page or just head on over to lynchburgfoundation.org/golf. And again, we'll link that up. If you'd like to register, there are still some spaces available. Again, it is June 5th. It starts off with registration and lunch at noon.
That's right. Absolutely. And we're just grateful to all the sponsors, particularly Flint, that has really stepped up and helped us. And we're really getting, you know, acquainted with new sponsors that we've never met before as part of this event. So really grateful for the opportunity. The scholarship season has been incredible. I was at Heritage High School last Monday to distribute some of our scholarships and announce those. And then at EC Glass on Friday. And it's just remarkable the stories of these individuals in our community who have set up scholarships often in memory of a loved one that's been lost, that's really special, or in honor of a great teacher, or, you know, someone who has really impacted their life. And so we were able to give out, you know, about $40,000 in scholarships to EC Glass alone last Friday. And it's remarkable how this kind of changes the trajectory of the student's life when they get to pair the Beacon of Hope, Stay Close, Go Far, or Commonwealth scholarships along with these funds that can help them with fees and books and, you know, all the costs associated with going to school these days. So it is very impactful and it's a great investment. So we're grateful that we have the ability to be stewards of that in our community.
Absolutely. Again, if you'd like to learn more about the scholarships, you can head on over to lynchburgfoundation.org. And if you want to apply for scholarships, how do folks do that?
Right. So the best channel, the most direct channel, is just to contact one's guidance department. There are scholarship leaders in each guidance department that route all those to the students. Mm-hmm. So we're in touch with all of those individuals. And we also have the youth philanthropy program that's going to kick up again when school gets back in session. And that application is open right now. Those individuals can be nominated by a teacher, a coach, a parent, a leader in the community, or a student can self-nominate for the Youth Philanthropy Committee. And we've talked about that before, but that's a school year long effort to help teach philanthropy to high school seniors in our community. Last year, we had 27 students that were stellar students in our community from across the region who came together to decide where a $10,000 and a $5,000 grant went. So a $10,000 grant was given to Parkview Community Mission to help with pantries in the high schools for self-selection for the students. And $5,000 was voted on to give to Johnson Health Center for their library. So when they have pediatric patients come into Johnson Health, they leave with a book. So it was really impactful to the students to have decision-making power to do visits to all these different organizations, to form committees that presented those candidates to each other and then voted on the process and presented those in a formal check presentation. So we know that these programs have had great impact. We've had students decide to major or minor in nonprofit philanthropy. They've gone on to join boards, be leaders in their philanthropic community. So it's a great first step in philanthropy for these high schoolers. So I'm really pleased and proud that the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation looks at the arc of philanthropy starting with youth and how that sort of first taste of it can impact a lifetime of philanthropy over one's life all the way till putting it in your will or in your legacy.
Absolutely.
So we start there.
It's a tremendous program. If you'd like to learn more about that, again, visit lynchburgfoundation.org. Everything's laid out really, really easy to find. So if you'd like to learn more. And then Share Greater Lynchburg. You guys have things that are coming up?
Yes, we have monthly lunch and learns, and we have executive director series. So all those are being scheduled throughout the summer, and we have we're going to be participating in the United Way Day of Caring tomorrow, so we definitely want to make sure that everyone's aware of that. And I know many of our nonprofit partners have signed up to have individuals from the business community come and work on their sites. So we'll be featuring some of that along with, I'm sure you are as well, tomorrow, Mike. But yeah, we're just really excited that so many people are taking part in the Day of Caring.
Absolutely. It's the 39th annual Day of Caring, and this is tremendous. This is thousands of folks descend on our community, volunteers, on one day to go and take care of all these tasks, all these things. It could be something as simple as filing, something as simple as painting a room, just stuff that, you know, nonprofit organizations might not have the bandwidth or the staff or the funds to take care of something like this. But the United Way of Central Virginia helps organize all these volunteers and gets them out to all these different things. And then there's a great luncheon at Bank of the James Stadium where I'll be your MC.
Awesome. Yeah. And outside of Day of Caring, you know, if we got a call recently from a corporation that was looking to take 30 staff on a day off. They couldn't make it tomorrow, but they want to still do a service project for the elderly. And so Share Greater Lynchburg is an awesome way to match up with that. You can look, you can search elderly and look for different organizations, and we can help sort of play matchmaker for a unique time that you'd like to go or trying to open up an opportunity for you. So share right now. I know right now we have about 104, 106 different volunteer opportunities that sort of live on our site. Mm-hmm. And that will provide you with many different choices and ways to get in touch with the organization. But if we can be an assistance to help make those matches, we're happy to do it.
And 189 nonprofit organizations are on the Share platform currently. If you are part of a nonprofit organization that is not, it's free. So get on there.
That's right.
This is yet another way folks can connect with your organization. You can post your volunteer opportunities. You can post your event information. Folks can even shop for your organization, and those goods can be delivered directly to your organization.
That's right.
Right from the Share platform. It's tremendous. Visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org for more information. Did we solve all the world's problems today?
All of them.
All of them.
You think? Okay, great.
No.
Well, I mean, ultimately, it's just thinking about one another and loving each other. Yeah. I mean, that's the way that this community has always been. It's special because we care about our neighbor, and we just need to continue to do that through all these different channels. So,
well, and there can be a sense of frustration as an individual where you say, "Well, I don't really make a difference." Mm. But the truth is, individuals in number. Yeah. Are the only way to make a difference.
That's right.
And if we don't step up as individuals, nothing happens. Nothing good happens.
That's right.
And so don't be frustrated. Step up when and how you can and get involved.
That's right.
And it'll be interesting because you'll meet a ton of like-minded folks that are also involved in volunteer opportunities.
That's right.
And want to help help out in the community. So you'll find a community. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Each and every Tuesday, Megan joins us from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Thank you again.
Thanks. Have a great day.
And Bill, of course, over there.
No, I don't do anything.
Weighs in because, well, he knows a thing or two. All right.
I vaguely remember a thing or two.
Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right. Let's do this. It's National Streaming Day. that includes our radio show, streaming online, and of course, the multitude of television streams that are out there. Listen to this.
Stream. Schools are closing. Not much good news, but I've got Wi-Fi and lots of booze whenever I'm not Zooming. All I have to do is stream. Netflix and chill, Hulu if you will.
Hulu.
Peacock and Disney Plus too.
Wait, there's more.
More?
Yes, more.
Amazon Prime, HBO Max, and throw in a little YouTube.
What's Peacock?
Stream.
What's on television tonight on the other channels?
You can't not watch.
Yeah. All right. So when HBO Max decided to just shorten their name to Max, I thought that the Peacock should just shorten their name to Cuck. Never mind. Anyway, today being National Streaming Day, I want to play for you. What do we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Like 9 or 10 of these. These are the different sounders, you know, like at the beginning of whatever streaming service you're using. See if you can guess them. And here's what I want you to do. Head on over to our, if you're not already watching on our Facebook page, on this particular segment, I'd like you to weigh in the comments. And if you can correctly identify all of these sounders in order, you're the first one to do that is going to get a free Jersey Mike sub or a pair of tickets to the Lynchburg Hillcats. Oh, heck, let's just do both. Get two free Jersey Mike subs and a pair of tickets to the Lynchburg Hillcats just for identifying each one of these sounders in order. Good luck. Can correctly identify in order all of those sounders. There were like two that I didn't recognize off the top of my head, and I had to look at the answer. But if you can identify all of those sounders in order on this segment broadcast, so go to our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA, find the Audio Vault segment, and weigh in on the comments if you're not already there. Correctly guess each one of those sounders in order. And I'm going to hook you up with a pair of Hillcats tickets and a pair of Jersey Mike subs. All right. Let's see. Let's go to viral videos. An Australian TikToker's fake scam is trending on TikTok, mostly because he messed with the wrong guy and it quickly went wrong. He asks people what time it is, waits for them to check their phone, then plays a ding sound on his own phone to make them think he wirelessly stole money on Apple Pay. Huh? Okay, well, let's see. Here, listen to this clip.
Excuse me, do you have the time on you by any chance?
1:35, Mike.
Thank you.
What are you doing there?
I just needed...
What are you doing there?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, give me your phone. Give me that phone.
Right, can we just talk?
No, give me that phone right now.
Oi, you're going to break it.
What did you do then?
I'm trying to explain.
Give me the phone, right. Now you tell me.
I don't know. That sounds staged. That sounds very staged. All right. The first mass-produced flying car will go on sale early next year. I'm skeptical. Okay, because I'm telling you, man, sci-fi lied, at least to me. Sci-fi lied. When I was a kid, man, I thought by now we would be flying to other solar systems. We'd have moon bases. We'd have a casino on the moon, okay? I thought for sure there would be bases on other planets in our solar system. Back when I was born in the late 60s, and you know, NASA was flying to the moon already, and they were talking about going to Mars and all this stuff. And then, of course, Back to the Future with flying cars. Well, sci-fi lied to us. But anyway, I digress. The first mass-produced flying car will go on sale early next year. But they're not cheap, and you won't be able to afford one. The base model is $800,000. It's basically just a sports car with retractable wings. You will still need a runway and a pilot's license.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
Yeah, but you will need a runway and a pilot's license. Here, let me pull this up. So there's, okay, I want to stop that and back it up, and then here, let's do this. Let's share screen, okay? Share screen. There, we're going to share this, and then we're going to make it big.
That's what she said.
And then we're going to play it here. Get to it. There we go. Okay. Now look at this silly thing. Okay, you're driving. Wait, back it up. Back it up there. Okay, this is supposedly the first mass-produced flying car. And now it is better than a lot of them that I've seen. A lot of them that have the feature of, let's say, flying car. What else? Oh, we had some other things. Skip that. We're going to use that for stupid criminals. Skip that. Are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. As many high school graduations are underway, here's comedian Laura House, looking back.
This is how I grew up. Our high school mascot was a gopher. Like, my self-esteem wasn't low enough in high school. We had to cheer for a rodent. What is that? Out there at the big games. We've got spirit. Yes, we do. We can burrow. How about you? Don't mess with us. We'll rip up your golf course. Whenever I go home, I like to look at my high school yearbook because I like to look at the people that used to intimidate me. That's the best. You look through, it's like, wow, Beth was the homecoming queen. Now she's the trailer park queen. Woo! Go Gophers! And I love it. If you look in your high school yearbook, it's so great because the stuff people wrote in there, very sincere. I want to, like, call people based on what they wrote in my yearbook. Like, I haven't talked to them since. Just call them up. Hey, Susan, what's going on? This is Laura. What am I doing? Staying sweet, just like you said. Yeah, thanks for the advice. It is really working out for me. Hey, Susan, I have a question. Are you still with Corey Trapper Mullins? No. Oh, says here forever. That's too bad.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Dot News, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in Dot News. It's hard to force cats to do anything they don't want to do, so maybe this cat wanted to be a drug dealer. Prison officials in Costa Rica caught a cat trying to smuggle drugs behind bars last week. They captured it, climbing over a fence with 236 grams of marijuana and 68 grams of heroin strapped to its back. Officials believe the cat was deployed by someone to smuggle the drugs to prisoners inside, because the alternative is the cat was acting on his own. Anyway, they cut the drugs off the cat and handed it over to animal care to have it checked out. The cat's okay and isn't facing any charges. They're searching through security footage to figure out who's behind the cat mule. And it probably wasn't the sharpest person, because the cat is mostly white and was unleashed at night, making it easier to spot. Good Lord. It's amazing, actually. What about this? there was another security scare at O'Hare Airport in Chicago last weekend when a delivery driver drove into an unauthorized secured area for several miles before someone caught on. Here's aviation expert Rob Mark talking about how dangerous that could have been.
But now imagine if this had been at night in the darkness. I mean, where no one noticed this person. Headlights all look the same pretty much in the dark. This could have been really, really bad.
Yep. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A cat, another cat story, in Lakeland, Florida, named George, recently got neutered and didn't want to stick around to see what else they might cut. He popped his cage open, scaled a fence, and escaped, all while still groggy from anesthesia. Then he went and delivered drugs to a prison in Costa Rica. No, I'm just kidding. Thankfully, this is the here's the good news. He showed up back home a few days later, almost 3 miles away. Here's the owner, Bob Basak, talking about the kitty.
And he was able to pop that cage open, and he sprung out of there, and he was gone in seconds. Coming back from there, he has to go through 2 or 3 subdivisions. He has to go around the lake and probably 5 or 6 roads. So I was distraught and heartbroken. He needed a human touch, you know, and that's what he got.
And there you go. And then he delivered the drugs. No, I'm just kidding. That's the good news. The good news is brought to you by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Tomorrow is Day of Caring. I hope you have signed up to become a volunteer, or if you have a nonprofit organization, you've already signed up your need for the day. We're going to be broadcasting live and on location from various Day of Caring sites tomorrow morning during the Mike Show, and then later. Those videos will be played at the Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium up on the Jumbotron. I will be your MC for the Day of Caring luncheon. So, again, hopefully you signed up. Hopefully you'll join us, and we'll see you there. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.